This is Nightline.
Tonight, eclipse across America.
Amazingly beautiful.
The wonder and wow moments of young and old.
It's the most beautiful thing I have ever seen.
15 states in the path of totality plunged into total darkness. Hundreds of couples seizing the special cosmic moment to say I do at the total eclipse of the heart mass wedding ceremony. And those extreme eclipse watchers. Plus, national champ.
The Huskies make history.
UConn pulls out all the stops, becoming the first men's team to win back-to-back NCAA championships in 17 years. And Maui 808.
After the fire, kind of everything really changed.
8 months after the horrific fires decimated so much of Lahaina, a new kind of healing for some in Japan.
I want to ask them how to make it feel like home again.
Learning from those who face similar challenges.
Our town was destroyed.
Secrets to how they can rebuild their lives back home on Lahaina. Plus, the series finale of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Or is it the Seinfeld ender that should have been?
This is how we should have ended the finale. Oh my gosh, you're right.
Nightline.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Tonight, we are still awestruck, hours after that rare wonder, a total solar eclipse. That spectacle with a trail so wide that even those outside the so-called path of totality experienced something that seemed, well, magical. Here's ABC's Maggie Rulli.
Here we go. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, my goodness.
What an incredible window we have out of this spaceship Earth.
All across the country today, millions were captivated by this celestial dance.
I've never seen anything like this before.
For 2.5 hours, the sun and the moon playfully waltzed across the afternoon sky.
What an event to witness. Oh my gosh. Wow.
It is happening right now. This is amazing.
And then, if you were in just the right spot, seemingly pausing to embrace for just a few moments, a rare cosmic wonder for all to see.
There's Jupiter right there. That is Jupiter.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
For some love-struck souls, it was the perfect chance to seize a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to dance their own forever dance under the eclipse's shadow.
I had heard about this. I thought it sounded cool, and we've been preparing for it for a long time. So I was like, how about let's go get married during the eclipse?
Then for Courtney and Keegan Wright, from their very first date, the stars were aligned.
Take me to the conversation you guys had when you said, let's get married, but let's get married during totality.
Okay, so honest opinion, I was not a fan for it. I was like, are you kidding me?
So what won you over?
As the months kind of went on and talking about it more, I'm kind of like, okay, I'm kind of excited about this. This is going to be different. Yeah. But now that it's here, I'm actually really excited. Wedding dress and all, hair and makeup to the T.
In the ever-shifting times.
Leading them to celebrate their vows right here in Russellville, Arkansas, at an event dubbed the Total Eclipse of the Heart Festival. And let's be honest.
There's nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.
You've been singing that song all day too, haven't you?
And with the power vested to me by the state of Arkansas.
More than 100 other couples saying I do just moments before being suspended in total darkness.
Everyone behind me, all these couples just got married. They're going to spend their first moments as life partners entering totality together. It is happening right now. This is amazing.
From Mexico to Maine, big cities to small towns across North America observe the total solar eclipse in their own ways today.
I never would have believed this.
It's amazing.
Thousands gathering across 15 states for a chance to experience totality, those areas where 100% of the sun was eclipsed by the moon. At most, eclipse viewers got about 4.5 minutes blanketed in the moon's shadow.
Whenever there's a light and an object, a shadow is cast. The closer the moon, the longer the duration of totality.
All along the path of totality, my ABC friends and colleagues felt what I felt, moments of awe and wonder.
And there it is.
Starting on the western coast of Mexico in the city of Mazatlan.
But I think this was even more remarkable than what I was expecting.
where Americans like Amy traveled all the way from New Jersey to experience the first moments of the eclipse hitting land.
It's amazing, amazingly beautiful, once in a lifetime, beautiful.
The massive attention bringing much needed business to many parts of the country. In Del Rio, Texas, local winery even created a special blend just for the occasion.
And we actually created this wine, it's called the Eclipse, and we're gonna be enjoying this for the next, what, 20 something years?
Remember the last time we were all told to look up? It was 2017, and that was the first total eclipse to hit the continental US since 1979. So what makes an eclipse so special? Time for a science lesson. The Earth rotates on its axis, making a full turn every 24 hours. The Moon circles the Earth every 31 days, and the Earth and the Moon rotate around the Sun every 365 days.
So the Sun and the Moon, even though they are very different in their sizes, because the Sun is 400 times farther away than the Moon, that makes the Sun 400 times smaller, so in our night sky, they look like they're at about the same size.
The Moon has to move directly between the Earth and the Sun in perfect alignment for an eclipse, and it has to be during a new moon. The sky will darken as if it were dawn or dusk, and you'll only be able to see the Sun's outer atmosphere, the corona.
The corona is the Sun's outermost atmosphere. So when you look at the solar eclipse, you see streamers.
If you were lucky enough to be in the path of totality, you were able to look directly at the Sun, exactly what your parents told you not to do as a kid.
The rule for looking at the Sun is never do it without proper eye protection when any part of the Sun's surface is exposed.
Your fellow sun gazers weren't the only ones affected. Plants and animals are known to react too. And I'm not just talking about Fido and Fluffy.
Animals and plants take their cues from the Sun quite often. So what happens when the temperature starts to drop and then it gets dark? Well, those animals that don't want to be awake at night, they go to bed. Birds will roost, and those that are nocturnal, they'll come out.
This is the small city of Carbondale, Illinois. Population, about 21,000. But for the folks who are lucky enough to be from Carbondale, they've gotten to see a total eclipse twice in 2017 and again today.
Look, look, no. There's the wedding ring. There's
no
the wedding ring.
No way.
Yes, look at the corona. You can see the corona of the Sun.
They've been preparing for weeks for the influx of umbrophiles. That's the proper name for eclipse chasers that came their way today.
We are approaching totality right now.
Moments of total darkness also coming to Indianapolis.
Incredible to think about the Moon, the Sun, and the Earth all in a perfect line.
Where my friend and colleague Gio Benitez,
wow,
couldn't help but get swept up in the gravity of the moment.
And here everyone is together. Nobody is divided. Everyone is unified and looking up at the sky together and seeing that we really are this small on this planet.
And by the time it reached New York City, even though it wasn't in total darkness, people were still going out of their way to catch a glimpse. Back in Arkansas, where Courtney and Keegan are writing the next chapter of their love story. Keegan and Courtney are among the 108 couples pledging their love to their one and only.
Well, we got 4 suitcases and we got one that's empty just in case we don't know what we're coming back with.
You may now seal the sacred union with a kiss.
Moments after saying, I do.
Congratulations, y'all.
The newlyweds all turn their eyes to the sky and shared their first dance.
It's much more than what I imagined. Like, this is just breathtaking. It's like nothing I've ever seen before.
Now, if you're watching all of this and getting just a bit jealous because you didn't get your chance to sit in the cosmic shadows, well, your next shot at seeing a total solar eclipse in the continental U.S. won't be until 2045.
Just wow. Moments millions shared and celebrated together. It was Maya Angelou who said, life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. Today was one of those moments. When we return, it was an historic night to the end of the men's college basketball season, the NCAA Men's Championship.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. College basketball has crowned another champion. UConn proved themselves an unstoppable force tonight, outplaying Purdue to win the men's NCAA finals. The Huskies becoming the first team in 17 years to notch back-to-back championships. And congratulations to the South Carolina women's basketball team earning their championship win over the generational talent Caitlin Clark and her Iowa teammates, capping off an incredibly exciting season. We turn now to the continued strength and rebuilding of parts of Maui, decimated 8 months ago by the terrible wildfires. The images of that devastation capturing the hearts of people around the world, sometimes even inspiring them to reach out to the children of Lahaina. Here's ABC's Becky Worley with our latest segment of Maui 808.
White fish, but shilauo. Shilauo. And then you put wasabi.
Wasabi.
Here in northeastern Japan, Lahaina high school students are rolling themselves into another culture.
That's right.
4,000 miles from their burned out town, survivors of another disaster share wisdom. The 11 students are part of a cultural exchange program called Kibo for Maui. Sponsored by Japan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs and implemented by the U.S.-Japan Council. The goal, to give these Lahaina teens hope, mana olana in Hawaiian, kibo in Japanese.
I was born and raised in
the driving force behind this trip is Miku Narisawa. She's co-founder of Odyssey Nature Japan.
When I saw the wildfires, then I immediately said, okay, this is something that we should do for the kids in Lahaina. This is also one of them.
Just over a decade ago, Miku was a survivor, just like these kids. In 2011, Miku's hometown was completely destroyed by the Great East Japan earthquake and the tsunami that followed. It killed tens of thousands of people, laid waste to entire towns, and triggered the Fukushima nuclear accident 85 miles away. Miku survived by evacuating with hundreds of others to the third floor of her elementary school.
Our town was destroyed. We lived with my grandparents for a month. And after that, we have to relocate to the temporary housing. And then we lived there for 2 years.
Same height as the tsunami.
But now, showing the kids her rebuilt hometown, she says it's living proof they have a future. And Lahaina will rise from the ashes.
Your story, in a way, mirrors the story of so many of these kids who ran for their lives, lost everything, living temporary housing. What do you hope that they realize from seeing you 13 years on, seeing this place 13 years on?
I want them to know that experience the wildfire was really tough, I'm sure. But that is not the end of the world, and that's not, you know, the end of everything.
Miku herself benefited from a similar program called Tomodachi Rainbow for Japan Kids. And after the tsunami, she traveled to Hawaii with 150 other Japanese students.
This is a full circle for us.
Hawaii resident and USJC board member Yo Kawanami was a volunteer and met Miku in 2011.
Fast forward to 13 years later, she is a co-founder to a nonprofit organization in Tohoku area where she is preaching sustainability, growth, and giving back to the community. She is a survivor, and now she's a leader. Nothing should stop the 11 students, the Maui students, to feel the same way. Oh, I can be like Miku.
One of those kids, Zine Lagpakan, who lost his home in the fire. Back on Maui, it's the night before the trip, and the nerves are running high.
What's your worry for a rebuilt Lahaina?
Oh, I worry that there's going to be no housing for the residents before the fire.
What questions would you ask?
I want to ask them how to make it feel like home again.
A few miles away, Mia Kosanowski, hoping the trip brings her clarity.
I just want to help any way I can because I love this community so much. And I know I keep saying that, but it's so true.
Originally, she thought she'd go to college in California.
Then after the fire, kind of everything really changed, like my way of thinking and what I saw for the future. And I just feel like my place is here.
All of the students are hoping to contribute, like MG, a high school senior who's already taking college-level courses in disaster management.
I started taking course this semester and I've loved it. It relies on human history and human error to improve the system.
Some students leaving Maui for the very first time to make the 10-hour trek to Japan. The cohort selected and coached by the Japanese Cultural Center of Hawaii.
A tremendous growth opportunity for these students to come meet people and understand they're not alone in what they're going through.
On arrival, the students taking it all in.
Oh, wow.
The students getting a glimpse of what was left after the disaster here, a time capsule of what this town once was.
I mean, it's very hard to tell that a tsunami happened here. It's so beautiful. You know, you would have never thought something like that happened. And I'm hoping that it'll be the same for us.
Seeing how high the wave of water was, now just a line of paint on the wall. Hearing stories of survival and loss, it struck a chord with Zine.
That really hit me hard.
There were so many parallels with Lahaina in the story of the tsunami. What did you see that was the same?
I guess the sentimentality about how people lost their loved ones, and I could really relate.
But the magic of this trip, the kids realizing there's life even after a disaster of this magnitude. And that their lives will not always be dominated by the fire.
Our thanks to Becky. When we come back, what might have made many Seinfeld fans happy about the Curb Your Enthusiasm finale?
Oh my God, it's a bottle of water. I mean, it's not your fault.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
And finally tonight, 12 seasons? That's pretty, pretty, pretty good.
All right, Chuckles, let's get you out of here.
What?
Larry David closing out his long-running HBO show Curb Your Enthusiasm with a wink to his other smash hit sitcom, Seinfeld. Many fans called the Seinfeld finale one of TV's worst. David Long defended the much maligned series ending, but now some are suggesting Curb's finale was a do-over for Seinfeld. Larry David is arrested for being offensive, selfish, and antisocial, and like Seinfeld, winds up in jail.
The maximum the law allows, 1 year in prison.
What? Come on!
But seriously? This time, Jerry gets David out on a technicality.
You don't want to end up like this. Nobody wants to see it.
And that's Nightline for this evening. Catch our full episodes on Hulu. We'll see you right back here same time tomorrow. Thanks for the company, America. Good night.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.